the way, whatever, on top of the steam, so it should warm up on Shabbos. That's not a problem. Okay. Menicha b'nei me'ayim b'Shabbos. You're permitted to put a towel on top of the radiator that it should warm up on Shabbos. And if you have a bellyache and the doctor says that that's good to put a warm towel on the belly, that's also permissible. Menicha b'nei me'ayim b'l Shabbos. Why isn't that an Issur Refuah? How come that's not an Issur Refuah? The Tosfos says the last line of Bilvad, the Lo Mechzik Refuah Kol Kach. We learned, when we learned the Sugya of Refuah later in the Masechta, so the Gemara, the Mishnah, said that it's only also to take Refuah if it's Refuah Hanikeres. If it's a Michael Brian, then it's Mutter, even though your intention clearly is L'Shem Refuah. Let's say some people drink schnapps even when they're healthy, and other people only drink schnapps when they have a cold. So even the one who only drinks schnapps when he has a cold is permitted to take schnapps on Shabbos, because schnapps is a Michael Bri. A lot of people take schnapps when they're healthy. You say bracha over schnapps. It's not a medication. So this also, some people, when they're cold, so they put a towel on the radiator, they put their clothes on the radiator, so that later on when they'll apply the clothing, they'll put the towel on their body, it'll warm them up. So just because he happens to be doing it, minicha b'nei me'ayim, because he has a bellyache, and this is going to help him feel better, so that's refuah she'ein ani keres, so that's mutter. Okay. That's what Tosfos says, the lamastik refuah kol kach, not so nikir, it's only also if it's refuah ani keres. However, provided that you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to take a hot water bottle full of burning hot water and put it on your belly on Shabbos. What? Why doesn't? Which case? Because in the next line in the Tosefta, let's say the next line, but what does it say? You're permitted, but you're not allowed to take kumkum shalmaim chamim v'anachen abnei me'ayim. You're not allowed to take a hot water bottle and put it on your belly on Shabbos. Why not? So here the Rishonim have, Rashi and Tosefta have three explanations. Rashi says that the reason why it's not allowed is shalai shavchu alovinim tzarechetz b'Shabbos b'chamim. There's a nisar of rechitza b'chamim b'Shabbos. So you're not allowed to put a hot water container on your belly on Shabbos, lest the hot water will spill, and you'll be in violation of a chitza b'Shabbos. Very difficult. Pan of yad v'raglav is mutter, and pan of yad v'raglav doesn't only mean pan of yad v'raglav, it means miktus haguf. What, the guy's going to put a whole container full of water, that if the water's going to spill, it's going to take a whole bath? You don't put so much water, you put a hot water belly, you put a little bit of water. How can it be if it's a difficult Rashi? Rashi says it's a chashash le'yishav cholav. So Tosfos doesn't learn like Rashi. So Tosfos says no. What it means is the second line in the Tosefta has a hemshich of the first line. It says in the first line of Tosefta it's permissible to put a hot towel on your belly on Shabbos, even though you have a bellyache and you're doing it lerefuah. Why is that permissible? Because some people put a hot towel on their belly when they're chilly in the room. If it's cold, let's say a person is cold and he wants to put on an extra sweater. He's going to wear a sweater, two sweaters, three sweaters on Shabbos that he shouldn't catch cold. He's going to say, it's an Issur Refuah. You're not allowed to put on three sweaters on Shabbos, an Issur Refuah. There's a shaila whether Refuah is also on Shabbos only means you're not allowed to do something to heal a sickness that you have, or you're not allowed to, what if it's preventive medicine? What if you're doing something in order to prevent yourself from getting sick? So the Magen Avraham is machmir, even preventive medicine. So you're going to say, you're not allowed to put on three sweaters on Shabbos, because it's an Issur Refuah. No, sweaters is Michael Brian. Sweaters is a pula that everybody does. So that's what the first line in the Tosefta says. You're permitted to put a warm towel on your belly on Shabbos, because some people put on a warm towel because they're cold. They want to warm up on Shabbos. Even though he's doing it because he has a bellyache, that's called the Michael Brian in the Sutta. And then the next line, the second line in the Tosefta, is a hemshech of the first one. V'acheli yovikum kumo shalmayim chamim. Means agabi haluntis. That you're not allowed to do. So Tosfos says, why is it not allowed? Special gzeir on Shabbos. Shema yiplo amay malo haluntis vasile de schita. You're doing something that's risky, namely, you're putting a big container of a lot of water on top of a towel, and there's a hashash, it's a little wobbly, and it may spill over, and then your instinctive reaction will be to squeeze out the towel. So that's the first pshat in Tosfos. And the second pshat in Tosfos is the easiest pshat. The whole Tosefta here is talking about refuah. So the first line says that that's not refuah hanikeres. The second line says that to put a hot water bottle is refuah hanikeres. Inami Tais says liav mishum refuah because who otu shchika samim on him. So the shayla is a hot water bottle. What are you going to grind up over here? You're going to grind up the water. You're going to grind up the plastic container that you pour the burning hot water into. There's nothing to grind up over here. So despite the fact that the tamak gzera doesn't apply, the gzera still applies. That's what we assume. The Mishnah talks about, we had the Mishnah later on that says like that. There was a machlekes hatanaim, are you permitted to shmir shem and vered? On Shabbos, very expensive oil that only the wealthy people would be prepared to shmir as a Michael Brian, even when they're healthy. And the hamoy naam, the pshutei ha'am, who can't afford so much money, they're only prepared to spend money to buy shem and vered if they really have some kind of a medical condition, and the doctor recommends this as a medication. So that was the machlekes, what he said, call yourself b'nei malachim, but you don't say call yourself b'nei malachim. The Pashto says, we don't say call yourself b'nei malachim, so for a normal person that's not such a wealthy, family, that would be refuah hanikeres. So you see from the Mishnah like that, by the Shem and Vered, you see, even in an instance where the Tama Gzera doesn't apply, the Gzera still applies. All cases are refuah, even if it's not Shayach, the Shchika Samamanim story, it's still awesome. That's what Tais explains over here. Not allowed to put hot water bottle on the belly. The gozu otu shchika samim on him. Oh, shalom aleichem. Yeah, please.
Gentlemen.
This young man is our former Talmud of the Yeshiva, is one of our prominent alumni. He comes every year for a tzedakah campaign.
Always a Talmud.
Always a Talmud.
Gentlemen, you know the question, you know the answer, right? I told people I'd have a new answer, a new question. The last time Purim was on Friday, I came into Rav Simon Shear just as he was discussing, do you have to eat bread to be Yotzei Sudas Yom Tov? I said, with his permission, I'll tell a story. The last time Purim was on Friday, my local Orthodox rabbi said many balabatim asked him, they just have to, they must go to work on Purim. May they eat the Suda at work. He said he wants to answer with a story. When he first came to America after World War II, July 4th, there was no minyan for Mincha. Somebody said, do you know where people are? They're at a picnic. Do you know what a picnic is? They make sandwiches. They go to the park. They don't wash. They don't say hamotzi. They eat the sandwich and they don't bench. Somebody asked, they don't wash? And this man said, where did they get a keli in the park? He said, they don't say hamotzi. He said, once they don't wash, they don't say hamotzi. Said, and they don't bench. And he said, shouldn't you ask that first? Benching is the right, so washing and hamotzi are the rabbonon. But Bemis, once they don't wash, they don't say hamotzi, so they don't bench also. They don't have sidurim in the park. But Bemis, when are you mukhoyev to bench? After a suda. This is not a suda. This is a picnic. To which the Rav said, no matter how well you engineer it, having a suda at work is not a suda. It's a picnic. If you come home 1 minute before shkia, you are mechuyev to wash and eat a kazayas of bread. What's the connection to matanos levyanim? None. But 4 years ago, somebody saw me in the Beis Medrash later that day and said, that was a good story you said in Rabbi Simon's shir. Matanos levyanim. I do have chin. I do have change. I take tax deductible checks, and I have envelopes for anyone who wants to mail in.
I have the address. Okay. In case anybody wants to send them, let me have the address.
I saw everyone in the Beis Medrash. A few people said they could have their wallet. Okay.
Shkaya. Shkaya to you. Okay, so there are three pshatim on this line. What does it mean? Rashi says it's a chashash lest the water will spill and he'll be in violation of b'chitza b'chamen b'shabbos. It's very difficult. B'chitza b'chamen is kol aguf. How can it be? Roy b'aguf, kol aguf. Not allowed. So why? How could it be?
So if you learn that Rashi is one of Tosfos the sheep there, and even if Machshir, even by Hakshara, where it's cool, it's not that hot, so even though it was done on Shabbos, it made him run him. He didn't make it Yatzei lettuce. It was just warm. And maybe it's the Zayr that Tosfos is cool.
Well, he warmed up water on Shabbos. He made his poshrim on Shabbos.
Made his poshrim.
Okay. Yeah.
When he warms it up on Shabbos.
He warms up.
He puts a bottle of water on the radiator. He makes it pressure.
He warms up the aluntis on Shabbos. So he warms up water also.
Yeah.
Chamim just means poshrim, that he's allowed to warm up on Shabbos if all he's going to get is poshrim, but then he's not allowed to bathe in it. Okay. Could be. So then you're not even allowed to wash pan of the other raglo? Could be. Okay. So you said Rashi? Okay. So Rashi learns that the reason why you're not permitted to put the hot water bottle is because it may spill on Shabbos and he'll be in violation of Rechitza Bechamen. It's absurd, difficult. Yeah, you make a gzera, a special local gzera over here, lest it'll come out that he'll violate an Issa de Rabbanan. Okay. And Tosis in the first pshat says because you're putting the hot water container on top of the aluntis, and it's going to spill on the aluntis, instinctively it's going to squeeze out. So it's a chashash, also the eschita. And the simple pshat is the second pshat in Tosfos, that the Tosef is making a contrast between the first line and the second line. The aluntis itself is la mechzik refuah kolkach. That's refuah shein in the keres, because people do it when they're cold. But the second one, to put a hot water bottle, that they only do when they're sick, when they have a bellyache. That they wouldn't do just because they're chilly. So that's an iser mishum refuah. Even though the reason doesn't apply, even though the hashash Hashem Yashachik Taman doesn't apply, still the gzeir applies in all cases. Right. You have a lot of times like that. You have many gzeiras the Rabbanon that were instituted because of a specific reason. And the gzeira, and the Gemara says that it's a loyplug Rabbanon. The ruba of the gzeiras are loyplug Rabbanon. So even in an instance where the reason for the gzeira doesn't apply, the gzeira still applies. The Chalkos Yoav was a Chassidish Rebbe, contemporary of the Avnei Nezer, they corresponded. The Chalkos Yoav has a Chiddush that the Avnei Nezer is not happy about, that when you have a Gzera de Rabbanon, that where the reason for the Gzera doesn't apply, it's only a Loipluk, so it's on a lower level. It's not as chomer as the Gzera where the reason does apply. Okay, that's not so bad. So he says, therefore, since it's slightly lower, so he thinks that B'mokha Mitzvah, you can always be Mata that. And the Avnei Nezer thinks that it's not correct. He thinks that even if it makes sense to say that the gzera in an instance of a loyplug, but the whole tamak gzera doesn't apply, slightly less chomer than in an instance where the tamak gzera does apply, he still doesn't go along with the chelkas yoyev to the extent that he wants to say that the mokum mitzvah should be mut. Okay.
In what respect is it lower?
Than
the mitzvah?
What nafkamina could there possibly be? Got a thing? Okay. I don't remember if he discusses it. I don't know. Gotta take a look again. Okay, let's see right there. Nachat Tosefta. Tana Rabbanan. Oh, then it says, V'dovazah, fila b'chalasim, v'nei atakonah. To put a hot water container of burning hot water on top of your belly is not permissible, afila b'chol, because it may pour out, it may spill out, and it'll burn, it'll be scalding water, and it'll burn his skin. So stamet doesn't make any sense. Rashi writes, "Pam shein roschem." Sometimes it'll be scalding. Roschem means malish, mamish mala babuas. Roschem means when it's bubbling, 212. So that's already scalding. So he may burn himself. So the Gemara says you have to be careful. Not permitted to do anything all week long that may cause a sakana. Sakana doesn't only mean that you may die, even if you're not going to die, just may cause a person to get burnt or to an injury or to get sick. Is also The Gemara says also lodim lachbo biatzma. The Gemara in Bava Kamma has a machlekes satanayim in Perek Achlezel, and we paskal maskana that it's forbidden. It's an isa deraisa. Person is not permitted to mutilate his own body or to cause himself to get sick. His body is not his. His good health and his body is not his personal property. It's not his possession that he should have the right to mutilate it or to cause himself to get sick. Have to be careful. Good. Tana Rabbanan. Maybe you ought to keep the maim menicha keneged hamadura. You're permitted to take water from the tap in a container and put it near the furnace where the fire is burning. Lo bishvil sheyachem, or you're not allowed to put it there so long that it should get cooked. Rashi. Lo sheyachem, lo sheyanichem sham ad sheyachem. Not that if you leave it for an hour, it'll get burning hot yatzah lettuce. If you leave it for half an hour, it'll become poshrim. So Rashi learns pshat in this tosefta, lo bishvil sheyachem, you're not permitted to leave it there for the full hour that it should become Yatzalet. Says, if you leave it for half an hour in the location that if you leave it for an hour it will become Yatzalet, so Tanakam says that is permissible. Rashi says again, lo bishvil sheyachem, lo shenichem sham ad sheyachem. You're not allowed to leave it so long that it should get burning hot, but the Tanakam says you are permitted to leave it there for half an hour. You may get so involved in something else, you may start learning Gemara, you'll forget all about the fact that you put the burning hot, because you put the cold water there, and if you leave it for a full hour, it'll become yasaleta. So Rashi says, that's what the Tanakhama says, it's permissible. You don't have to worry about it. If you left it there so long that it became yasaleta, you actually were in violation of Bishul. But you're permitted to leave it there for half an hour, even though it's in a location where if you leave it for long, it'll become yasaleta. So there's a Rashboa, in Shulchan Aruch they quote, this is a machlekes Rashi in the Rashboa, and they pass on like the Rashboa, that it's not permissible. You're permitted to leave water in a location near the fire that even if you leave it there till after Havdalah, it won't become Yatzaletis. That's permissible. But if you're going to leave water in a location that if you leave it there for long enough on Shabbos, it will become Yatzaletis. You plan to remove it before it becomes Yatzaletis. You're only going to leave it there for half an hour. You're not going to leave it for an hour. So that's, we pass in Lalocha like the Rashba, that's not permissible. Because of Xavier, that you may get involved in something else and you'll forget and you'll leave it there for the full hour. Truth of the matter is that when you continue the Omid, you see that Rashi himself says like that, La Locha. Rashi only says this is what the Tanakhama said. He doesn't say that that's the din. If you continue later, so the Gemara tells the story about Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, about 20 lines from the bottom. Om Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Tells the story. Pamachas, once on one occasion, Nechnasti Acha Rebbe Lebeis HaMerchatz. He was obviously one of the students of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. What was Rebbe doing in the Merchatz on Shabbos? Why did Rebbe go to the Merchatz? So Rashi says he went Lahazia. This was an Amud Beis we read. There were different stages in the history of the development of this Issa de Rabbanan Rechitza Becham Nason. So this was a Beis HaMerchatz, and they went in Lahazia at a time that it was Mutzah. But there was burning hot water there. There was a pool of burning hot water, but he didn't go into the hot water. They would sit lahazi on the Beis HaMerchatz. It would be kashti. So the Talmud wanted to be mishamish his Rebbe. So he wanted to warm up some oil and then shmir it on Rebbe's back. It would be kashti laniach lo pach shal shem and bambati. So the ambati had a pool of burning hot water. So I wanted to take a bottle of shemen to put it into the ambatia, burning hot water, to cook up the shemen before I shmir Rebbe's back or his chest or whatever. Or Malisa, Rebbe said, Tulbikli Sheni Betain. Today, Shabbos, you're not allowed to put the bottle of oil directly into the burning hot water. Take a container and take out some water from the ambati, and that'll be considered a klisheni. The ambati, where it is, has the status of a klirishon. Take some water from the klirishon into a klisheni, and let it wait for a minute. Wait for a moment until it'll have the status of klisheni. That's a Rashi writes. Rashi writes, Nechnasti b'Shabbos chamitzveri habshalei nesu giram etiru lehem chamitzveri. Rashi writes, Rebbe was going to the Beis HaMerchatz at the time that the Zeha b'chamitzveri was mutar. So he says, the Ambati has the status of a klirishon. So he said, Tul min amayim b'klisheni sheitztananu miyat. Let's say sometimes a person wants to use a heter of klisheni. So So he pours something from the Kli Rishon, and right away, before it had a chance to cool down, right away he's going to put something in. The Rashi sounds like he says, you got to put it in Kli Sheni and let it cool down for a second. You have to wait a second or two before the din of Kli Sheni applies. Put it in Kli Sheni, but to put it into the Abati, that you're not allowed to, because the Abati was Mamash Kli Rishon. So the Gemara has a comment on this, the Amora who tells over the story. So the Gemara says, Shmamina plus. You see from this story about Rabbi Yudah Nossi on Shabbos in the Beis HaMerchetz, you see three chidushim. First of all, Shmamina Hashem Yeshma Mishem Bishol. The Gemara had a Machlekes HaTanayim before. Is there an Issa Bishol on Shemin? So you see that Rebbe thinks that there is an Issa Bishol. Shmamina Kli Sheni Enim Avashel. You're not allowed to put the Shemin into the Ambati, that's the Kli Rishon, but you are permitted to put it into Kli Sheni, Kli Sheni Enim Avashel. Shmamina, the third chidush is Hefshero Zehu Bishulo. What does that mean? Shmamina Hefshero Zehu Bishulo. Why did Rebbe tell him he's not allowed to take the bottle of oil and put it into the Ambati? Let him put it in the Ambati for 2 minutes. Don't leave it in for half an hour till the Shemin is going to get burning hot yatzah lettuce. The heat from the Ambati is going to take a while till it penetrates through and through. The bottle of the Shemin is going to make all the Shemin burning hot. There's no Issa Bishulo on the bottle. But when you take an empty kli and you put it near the stove, you put it near the fire, and the empty kli gets hot, that's not an Issa Bishulo. Well, that's the pot melts. But if the pot is not, if you put a plastic container next to the fire and it melts, okay, that'll be Bishulo on the plastic. But if you put a metal pot or something, that's not Bishulo on the pot because it gets hot. So it's going to take a while till the Shemin inside is going to get burning hot. So the Shaila was, why did Rebbe say he has to put it in Kli Sheni? Why didn't he say, take the Pachshol Shemin, put it into the Ambati, but make sure that you don't leave it in the Ambati so long that it should become Yatzaladis. Only leave it in the Ambati long enough that it should become Poshrim. So the Gemara says, Shmamin Hafsher Zel Bishuloi. What does it mean? So Poshep Shat, the translation sounds like heating up oil till it reaches the point of Poshrim is already a violation of Bishul on oil. So Rashi says that's not what he meant. Shmamina have shared but mokam royal bishul zel bishula, they'll have should be almuhudaka boy vasalai. Rashi writes, have shared but mokam a royal bishul, to leave a container of oil in a pool of burning hot water for a short period of time. That if you would have left it there for a longer period of time, that would have been a violation of bishul. So even to leave it for a shorter period of time, it's also forbidden midirabban, Xerishem may leave it for longer. That's exactly what the Rashba said before on the earlier Rashi.
That's also by water too. According to the
Rashba.
So what? You can't put water in either in a place that's
water. May not put water either, yeah.
So you can't say on my map Sherry Zerishem.
Why not?
The word only says this on Sherry. Sherry is unique in that spot. Because if it's used like that, most sure. Like the Gemara on the test, the fish, the herring that they used to pour water. So by water also,
the Gemara,
my question is only
Rashi. No, but Rashi here learned the same as the Rashba. If Sherab and Mokam are royal Bishul, they'll Bishul. It doesn't say that making a poshrim is already the Bishul. He says making a poshrim, but Mokam are royal Bishul, if you would have left it longer, it would have become Yatzoletis. Even though he left it for a short period of time, that's not permissible. Because you finish off the sentence, the gzera that he may forget and leave it in longer. He doesn't say because this is already the bishul. I would have said, Hashem is a bishul, this is the bishul. You're in violation of bishul deraisa now. So Rashi and the Rashba learn not so. Okay.
That machlekes doesn't depend on where you're heating it. You're putting it on a radiator.
Right. Why should you say it's only by Shem and not by mine? Maybe it goes by mine and by Shem. I don't know. Rashi learns like that. Shezev Shul means Akzeira de Rabbana. Not that this is Bishul. Let's go back again. Let's see the whole Seder HaDvarim and the Braisa. So again, so Rashi interprets the Braisa on top, about the 13 lines on the top of the Yomun. Tan Rabbanan, also to Seth, maybe only Kita Mayin. He permitted to take water from the tap, put it in a container. Menicha Keneged Amdura. You're allowed to leave it facing the fire in the furnace. Lo bishvil shiachemu, so Rashi says, you're not allowed to leave it so long that it should get burning hot, but you may leave it for a shorter period of time, even though you're doing a risky thing, you may forget. You may forget, and by accident leave it there so long till it becomes yatzaleda, so the Tanakhama says that's permissible. Okay? That's how Rashi learns the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda means, he doesn't say Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda means that he disagrees with the Tanakhama. So what does he say? Mevi shepach shal shemen and menichos et keneged amdura lo bishvil sheivashel ela bishvil sheifoshel. So it sounds like he's saying the exact same thing as Tanakhama, except Tanakhama says it by water and he says it by shemen. So what exactly are they fighting about? The Gemara is going to ask that. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel lo ane ish yisach yad shemen and mechamamasa keneged amdura yisach ola b'no kotzen ve'eno chosheshes. Why does she have to suck a yod of shemen? What's going on? She wants to smear the baby with oil, but she wants it to be warm oil. So he seems to say you're not permitted to put the bottle of oil near the fire because that may be an isabishul, but if you smear the oil on your hands and then you hold your hands near the fire, that'll be permissible. Why? What's the difference? Whether you cook the oil when it's in the bottle, or you smear the oil on your hands and then you heat up the oil while it's on your hands. The Gemara says the difference only is that it's kalacha yad. It's the same malacha bishul, same malacha deraisa bishul. But if you hold the oil in a bottle, that's bishul kedarkoi. If you smear the oil on your hand, you hold the hands by the fire and the oil gets cooked up, the pashta says that's a malacha deraisa that's done ayde shinui. So if it's done kalacha yad, ayde shinui, it's only an isa derabbanan. So Nisa de Rabbanon, what's the din? Are you permitted to violate? You're not allowed to violate a Nisa de Rabbanon. Period. Not allowed to violate a Nisa de Raisa. Not allowed to violate a Nisa de Rabbanon. What about on behalf of the Chol Hashem B'Sakana? Do we permit the Isurim de Rabbanon? So we had a Machloike Sarishen when we learned off Ayin Gimel, Amud Beis. Taisus de Bamatchom Mefarek. The Taisus seems to assume that any and every Isa de Rabbanon is muta b'makom chol l'shem b'sakana. And the Marsham quotes that Taisus l'alach. But in Shulchan Aruch we don't pask like that. The Mechaber paskins. Mechaber quotes four opinions and he says, l'alacha k'deya hashlishis. We should pask like the third opinion. The third opinion is the Ramban and the Torah Sa'odam, who distinguish between a Gzera de Rabbanon as opposed to a Malacha de Rabbanon. If you're only going to violate a Gzera de Rabbanon, then it's permissible b'makom chol l'shem b'sakana. But to violate a malacha de rabbanan is not permissible unless the fellow is more than a chol l'shem b'sakana. It has to be at least one who has a sakana saver. If you have a sakana saver, then you're allowed to violate any and every de rabbanan. But if he only has a status of a chol l'shem b'sakana, then we wouldn't permit you to violate a malacha de rabbanan. We would only permit you to violate a gzeir de rabbanan. What are examples of a gzeir de rabbanan that are muta b'makom chol l'shem b'sakana? The Gemara has. We learned it already in Daf and Gimel. Gemara has Kuf Kof Tes, an example of Amir Uli Yakim on Shabbos. Amir Uli Yakim, I didn't do anything. It's Ein Bo Maisa. I asked an Achri to do. So it's hard to say that that's a Malacha Midirabbana. So the Pashto says that's only a Gzera Midirabbana. So Malacha Chol Hashem B'Sakana, that would be allowed. Or let's say, I'll ask an Achri, he should cook, he should turn on the hot water on Shabbos. Turning on the hot water implies that he's doing Bishul on the cold water. He's cooking cold water. So Amir Liakim is muta b'makom chol l'shem b'sakana. The doctors say the man needs a hot shower or hot bath, then he'll get better. Yeah, but the shal is hakin. He said Rabbi Kiveger asked the kasha on Shulchan Aruch. So what good is it that the nachri is going to cook up the water on Shabbos, but there's a gzeiras mechatzot? You're not allowed to take a hot bath. So Rabbi Kiveger quotes that the answer is that it's only a gzeira midrabbana. It's not a malacha even midrabbana. So the gzeira midrabbana, the bishul of rechitza b'chamin is lifted b'makom chol l'shem b'sakana. Or the Magen Avraham quotes from the Yisrael Hetter that if the Goyish doctor comes on Shabbos and we want him to write a prescription so we'll be able to go to the drugstore and pick up the medication, so the Nochri says, I don't have a pen, do you have a pen? So I say, yeah, there's a pen over there in the drawer. And the Nochri is the Nochri doctor is makbid on his cover. Says, I don't want to walk over to the drawer. Either you give me the pen and I'll write the prescription, I'm not going to give you any prescription. So am I permitted to handle a pen? The pen is a Kalisha Malach to the Yisrael. Or let's say you would have a muktzah. So the Isa the Hetter says, on behalf of a chol l'shem b'sakana, one is permitted to be metalkal muktzah. If you see that that's the only way you're going to get to cure the chol l'shem b'sakana, by getting the prescription, and the doctor is so touchy, the nachri is so touchy, he's not going to go walk over to the place where the pen is. So the Magen Avraham quotes from the Isa the Hetter that it's permissible to be metalkal muktzah on behalf of the chol l'shem b'sakana. Then the Gemara, the last parak in Shabbos, Last parak in Erevin has an additional unusual case. You have a chayav shem b'sakana, and the doctor says he'll sleep, he'll get better, he will be cured, and he can't fall asleep. So what can you possibly do to put him to sleep? So tell him at Advar Torah. That's one way. Okay, tell him at Advar Torah, fall asleep. Okay. What if you don't know at Advar Torah yourself? So how can you put him to sleep? So the Gemara says, play some sad music, and if you're going to play dancing music, it's going to keep him awake. Play some sad music and it'll put him to sleep. So the Gemara says you're permitted to play the music if need be. If you can get a nachri to play, it's better. But if you don't have a nachri, so you're permitted to play the music yourself because you're dealing with the Chol Hashem B'Sakon and you want to cure him from his sickness. So what's the Tara Shava between all these four heterim? That the Gemara has that Amir L'Nachri is Mutam B'Hefel Chol Hashem B'Sakon and Gzeres Mechatzos, Rebbe Kevege points out, is Mutter and
Rabbi Tiltel Gomer, the Magen Avraham says, or it has to be Shino?
I think he talks about Tiltel Gomer, if need be. If need be, even Tiltel Gomer is Mutab Makam Chol Hashem B'Sakon. So, what do all these things have in common? So, Atzad Hashav Shabem is that all of them are only Gzeres the Rabbanon, they're not even a Malachim the Rabbanon. So, here, this Tana Rav Shimon Gamliel says, you're not allowed to heat up the oil on Shabbos, that's Bishul, but I'll give you an Eitzah. You're interested in smearing the benakot on the baby, so the tachi hatina have the status of a chol l'shem b'sakana. That's what the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch. And the Bi'ur Agra says the makar is this gemara daf mem on the base. The tachi hatina are considered like all tachi hatina are considered like a chol l'shem b'sakana. So you're permitted to do a melacha deraisa bishul on shemen ayidei shinui. That's what it sounds like it says in the gemara. So it would appear from the Gemara that a malacha deraisa ayidei shinui is lower down, not to the level of malacha midrabbanan, it's lower down to the level of exera. Why shouldn't it be a malacha midrabbanan? The answer is no, but if you did it kalachayad, so it's a lack of malachas masheves, so it doesn't qualify as a malacha midrabbanan either. In order to be a malacha midrabbanan, it has to be also a malachas masheves. So if it's lacking malachas masheves, it can't even be a malacha midrabbanan. The worst it's going to be considered is is a gzeira midrabbanan. This is the machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Baal HaTanya. The Magen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch writes, you're not permitted to do a melacha midrabbanan on behalf of a chol l'shem b'sakana. But if you do a melacha yidei shinui, then it's mutter on behalf of a chol l'shem b'sakana. So the Magen Avraham says what that means. This is the Ramban. So the Shari, what did the Ramban say? The Mechaber quoted four opinions and he says, Halacha kadei ashlishis, the halacha is like the Ramban. And he's quoting this in the name of the Ramban in the Teres Adam. So what did the Ramban say? So the Tur quotes all this from the Ramban. So the Magen Avraham simply didn't have a Teres Adam. So the Magen Avraham was trying to reconstruct what the Ramban said. So he writes, the Ramban meant to say, you're not permitted to do a Malacha deraisa ayidei shinui, but you're permitted to do a Malacha midrabbanan ayidei shinui. Malacha midrabbanan ayidei shinui is the shvuz de shvuz. So shvuz de shvuz b'makam mitzvah is mutar, and hu adinami b'makam hefsid meruba b'makam chol l'shem b'sakana. A shvuz de shvuz would be mutar. So again, so the Magen Avraham learns pshat in the Mechaber as quoting the Ramban in Teres Adam from the Tur. Ramban quotes it from the Tur that what the Ramban meant to say was you're permitted to violate a malacha midrabbanan ayidei shinui. That's a shvuz de shvuz b'makam mitzvah hu adinami b'makam chol l'shem b'sakana. And the Baal HaTanya disagrees with the Magen Avraham, and he says that's not what it means. It means you're permitted to do even a malacha deraisa yidei shinui, because a malacha deraisa yidei shinui lacks malachas machshevis, so it can't even qualify to be considered a malacha midrabbanan. It's only a gzeira midrabbanan. It's not even considered a malacha midrabbanan. So since it's only a gzeira, so therefore it's mutar b'makom chol l'shem b'sakana. That's what the Baal HaTanya writes in the Shulchan Aruch Rav. So the Avnei Nezer writes that we were now Zeche, they printed from the manuscript, they printed the Torah of Adam, so we have it now, so we see that the Baal HaTanya is right. He said that's what the Ramban writes explicitly. Not only that you're permitted to violate a malacha de Rabbanan ayidei shinui, yashvuz de shvuz, you're permitted to violate a malacha de Reis ayidei shinui. And that's the simple mocker from our Gemara. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is talking about Isha Socha Yod Hashem and Mechamosa Kereger Amdura. Even if you'll make it Mamish Yad Soledes, the worst it's going to be is going to be a kalachayam. It's not going to be kedarka. That's not the normal way to heat up shemen by smearing it on your hands and holding the hands next to the fire. So since it's a malacha, bishul on shemen is a malacha deraisa. But if you shmir on your hands and then you hold your hands next to the fire, that's kalachayad. So you see from Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and he's assuming that the malacha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The Gemara usually has a klal komach mishashan Rabbi Shimon Gamliel bin Mishnah steinu. Halacha kimosa. Whenever the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, here this is not a Mishnah, this is a Tosefta. That's what the Taptosis points out. On Mem Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yechanan said on four lines from the bottom of Lamed Tes on the Beis, Amar Rabbi Yechanan komach mishatamot yishnaim chalukim vechad machriya halacha kidivri hamachriya. He didn't say komach mishatamot b'mishnah seinu shnaim chalukim vechad machriya. He didn't say b'mishnah seinu. And nonetheless, even though he didn't say that, the Gemara is still trying to push on the second line from the top of Mem Amaral of Zilma Hanimilu b'masnisen Abul b'braisa lo. So Tosfos points out, Avakav k'loi komach b'mishnah seinu. Even though Rabbi Yechanan never used that word in the formulation of his statement, komach mishatamot b'mishnah seinu shnaim chalukim. He never said that. Where does Tosfos get that idea from that it makes a difference whether he did say or didn't say? Because the Gemara Sanhedrin says that in the third parak. There are three cases where the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, we don't pass like him. But in all the other cases, which are many more than three, that's why the Gemara mentions the three exceptions to the rule. In all the other cases, the Gemara says, the Gemara says it's only the Mishnah Seinu, not in the Braisa. Not in the Braisa. So despite the fact that over here this is not a Mishnah, this is a Braisa, it doesn't mean that you never paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel when he appears in a Braisa. It means that the rule that we always paskin like him doesn't necessarily apply. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. So here we assume, here the Ramban is assuming that we do paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in the Tosefta. Namely, that Tzorchei HaTinoik, it says, V'Tzorchei L'Bnei Katan. So we assume that Tzorchei HaTinoik are considered like a Chodesh Emes HaKoneh. If you're not going to shmear the baby with oil every single day, that was the practice that they did. We don't do like that anymore. We don't shmear the babies every single day. We don't bathe the babies every day with warm water either. The Gemara says, on Yom Kippur, there's a din of lois achilam. You're not allowed to be machal biyadayim a cotton. So how can we feed the babies food? It's not a suffix sakana. So the answer is, whatever is haine revise, whatever is normal for the health of the baby, so there's no issue of lois achilam. So the Gemara says also, you're permitted to bathe the baby on Yom Kippur because that's Hayne Revise. Let it be a violation of Lois Achilum. Gemara says it's not Hayne Revise. They used to bathe the babies every day Bizman Atanoim. And then Mechaber writes in Shulchan Aruch, we don't do that. We don't bathe the babies every day with warm water. We just don't do it. So there's no... So Bizman is that would not be permissible on Yom Kippur. Here also, in the days of the Tanoim, apparently this was considered Revise. This was considered Tzorchei HaTinoik, that they would smear the baby every day with some kind of oil. It wasn't Shemen Beret. The millionaire shmeid with shemen beret, and I might not shmeid with baby oil. Okay.
This is the same song you have with the one who puts the oil in the hair to carry it over before the wrist, that the mark says.
The oil in the hair, that's later on Kuf Chof Ches on the day, is not by your leather. In most cases, by your leather. Oh, yeah. That they think they're going to need oil. So the Gemara says you should, rather than carry it biodayim, to carry it ayidei shema. To do Ayin Shema, yeah. Yeah, but over there you're talking about a Chol Sheyesh Vesakona. The Yoledes, and Kuf Chav Chesem Beis, the Yoledes is really considered a Sofek Sakona. So that's a Machlekes and Rishonim, whether Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, real Sofek Sakona, is that Hutra de Chuya. See, if you hold Hutra, then it's difficult. Why do you have to try to do an Eitzah to lower the level of the seriousness of the Yisr? Why not just carry the bottle of oil with Kedarkoi? So that's what some Rishonim say, that the only thing that's hutra is when you have a real Sufik Sakana, a guy has and needs a surgery or something. Oh, your lead, this is not exactly such a Sakana. Because most of the Ruba of the elders do survive. So therefore we don't consider it the same stuff. There is a Lahokha Bikoch Nefasha Sakara, right? Even though the rive is that you don't have to worry, but it's still considered a Sufik Sakana. But the Magen Mishnah says, but still, since the overwhelming majority of the olders do survive, so that's not that case is not considered hutra. So that's a machlekes in Rishonim. The Magen Mishnah quotes him. The Gemara says you should try to do it rather than carry the oil directly. You should carry it kalachayad by putting the oil in the hair and then squeezing it out. So that's a machlekes. Does that chumra that you have to do it kalachayad? Does that only apply to your letters, or does it apply even to a real chodesh eish b'sakana? So that's the machlekes harishonim. Yeah. And over here we're talking about a chodesh eish b'sakana. So chiatino, you have the status of the chodesh eish b'sakana. What's going to happen? What's going to happen if you're not going to shmir the baby? Well, he's going to cry. He won't enjoy life as much as otherwise. But it's not a suffix sakana. It's a chidush that we consider tzochi hatinoik as a chodesh eish b'sakana. But that's what the Rama says, based on, he quotes it from Rishonim, who said it based on this Gemara, daf mem on the base. The tzochi hatinoik are considered like chodesh eish b'sakana. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel permits you to do bishul on the shemen if you do it kalach hayad. How is it kalach hayad on the shemen? Tzochi yodo shemen mecham masa keneged amdura. And it's going to become Yad Toledus. The Shemin is going to become a real issue of Bishul. Why, if you hold it long enough near the fire?
You have a burn.
No. Yeah. It won't be Yad Nichvis. Yeah, but if you hold it long enough, it'll become Yad Toledus also.
She's taking it away. You have to have Sheiros.
Yeah, you have to be concerned though that they may hold
that's
it longer. I don't know. Reb Yudah says, "Mivi yisha pashas shem enichos ekerang liyor lo b'shul shivash v'shul shiyifoshe." Shimon Gamliel doesn't say that. Mecham amasa keneged amdur. Mecham amasa means even if it becomes yatzal edus. That's how the Rama quotes the Rishonim Olor like that. He quotes it la'alocha like that. Mecham amasa is not hefsheru.
Let's see the Gemara. Yeah. Why isn't this Gemara right that all you need is one Gzeira? Because all you're doing according to Rashi is Bishul Klachayad.
Right. That's what the correct. That's what the Avnei Nezer says. That is correct. That's what
right. The,
yeah, you're doing a malacha deraisa ayde shinoi. So malacha deraisa dashina doesn't fall into the category of malacha derabban. It goes down to the category of gzera.
So what did Valtani do with this gemara?
Valtani says that. What did the Magen Avraham do with the gemara? He'll say it's only hefsher. I don't know. He'll give a different interpretation. But that's what the Avnei Nezer says. That's what it says in this gemara. Let's see. Boilu shemen mal the Tanakam. Tanakam doesn't say a word about shemen. Tanakam only says you're permitted to take water and put it keneged amdura lo bishvil sheachem, and not to leave it so long that it should become yatzoledes, but to leave it for a shorter period of time that it should just become posher. What would the Tanakam say regarding shemen? So it doesn't say. So it's a machlekes amaraim. How do you understand the Tanakam? Rabbi Yisrael damitavayla hetera. I'm not ma'itzel kamalisu. Rabbi Yisrael damitavayla hetera. On the first very wide line. Rabbi Yisrael understand within the Tanakam that it's hetegoma. What does it mean? Shemen afal pisha yatzoledes ba mutter. There's not the whole problem is only on water. Water you can leave close to the fire, that even in a location where it may become yatzaledes, but don't leave it there so long. Leave it only long enough that it should become poshrim, and there's no gzera. That's what the Tanakhama says. What about shemen? He doesn't say a word. The answer is shemen is no problem mechlal. That there shemen after yatzaledes lamuta waks up Tanakhama shemen emim shem bishul period. At the gama there's no bishul on shemen. Vaser Rav Yudah lemeima shemen yesh bam mishum bishul. The hefshero lo zehu bishulo. What do you mean hefshero lo zehu bishulo? Two things. First of all, poshim is not bishul, and there isn't exera de rabbanan either, because the poshim shat and rabbi Yudah is you're permitted to take the pach shel shemen and put it menichosa keneged amdure lo bishvil sheyivashel, not to leave it so long sheyivashel. Rashi writes, "Lo bishvil sheivashol." The Rashi earlier, "Shelo tanachenu sham kedei bishul shteya." Not allowed to leave it so long in the location where you place it that it should become yatzaledes, but you're allowed to leave it there for a shorter period of time. Means that there's no gzera derabban. You don't make the gzera derabban. Again, "Vaser Rabbi Yudah lemei m'shem yesh m'shem bishul shelo zel bishulay." Okay, "Vaser Rabbi Shimon Gamliel." So the machlekes between Tanakam and Rabbi Yudah both say the same thing. That whenever there's an isad bishul on something, it only, let's say, on water, of shemen would be the same. You're not allowed to leave the shemen or the water in a location so long that it'll become yatzaledes. But to leave it there for a short period of time, and you're going to rely on your memory, I'm going to take it off, is permissible. Bein le Tanakam and bein le Rav Yudah. The whole machlokes they have between themselves is there an isa bishul on shemen? So the Talakam does mention it, he doesn't believe in it. The Chalal does know isa bishul on shemen. Shemen is the same as mayim. Shemen is the same as mayim, and both of them are the same thing. There's no gzeira the rabban. Vaser Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Amem, it comes Rabbi Shimon Gamliel of third Tana. He says shemen yeshmo mishum bishul. The hefshero zehu bishulo. You're not allowed to leave shemen there. Like you're not allowed to leave water, you're not allowed to leave shemen either. You're not allowed to leave it there for a short period of time, relying on the fact that you're going to take it away later. So therefore he says, that's an isa de rabbana. So therefore he says, you better do it al yidei shinu. You do it al yidei shinu, then it's even mutter if it's a malacha deraisa al yidei shinu. That's what the Baal HaTanya understands, based on the Ramban. And the Magen Avraham will say, not so. Magen Avraham will say, you're only allowed to do al yidei shinu if it's an isa de rabbana. If it's only, you're going to hold it there only so long that it should become posherim. If share is a bishul is a gzera de rabbanon, so if you do it like deshino, it's a double de rabbanon. Okay. And he said de rabbanon, like deshino is a double de rabbanon. So that's your matter. So that's the machlekes, the Magen Avraham, and the Baal HaTanya, how to read this line. They all assume the din is like Rabbi Shimon. The machlekes, how to read this line. So that's how Rabbi Rabbi Yosef read it. That the Tanakam is makely holds that Bechlal, there's no Iser Bishul on Shemen at all. Ram Nachman Yitzchak Gamal Iser, he reads the Tanakam is more Machman than Ram Yudah by Shemen. Tanakam holds that what Shemen Afi Shena Yatzalet is by Osur. Tanakam holds that's not allowed. Kasav Hashem Yesh Mishum Bishul. Hefsher Zeu Bishulai. Mean Hefsher Zeu Bishul means that that's an Isa Deraisa. Not the same as Tanakam says by Mayim. You're allowed to leave the mayim there for a short period of time and not for a longer period of time. He does not make exera de rabbanon by mayim. So what is he going to make exera de rabbanon by shemen? That's what he means. Hefsher zeh bishula means exera de rabbanon, or means that it's hefsher zeh bishula. That's an isa deraisa. That's an isa bishul deraisa probably. Probably an isa bishul deraisa by shemen. But also Rabbi Yudalameim hefsher zeh bishula. Shemen the same as yayin. Everything the same. So the Gemara says, no, that's the same as Tanakama. So what's different between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Tanakama? They said the same thing. So why does the Brisa quote the first sheet and the third sheet if they're identical? Either leave out the first or leave out the third. They're just repeating the same thing. Everything more, no. So Tanakam says no. Why is not a chiddush? It's not no suffix sakana. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel came up with this chiddush that tzorchi atinoik have the status called tzorchi atinoik have the status like a chiddush shem b'sakana. And for a chiddush shem b'sakana, you have this heter that you're permitted to do a melacha ayideshina, either melacha derais ayideshina, the way the Avnei Nezer claims based on the Ramban in Avenik. If you look in the actual text of the Torah Sodom, or the way the Magen Avraham said, you're permitted to do a melacha de rabbanon al yidei shina.
What? If you're holding this melacha de raisa, why does the Rambam make a right that a sheru zehu yisuri according to the way we're learning now? So he be upset that is by moving melacha de yidei shina.
Right.
So what's the right that a sheru zehu yisuri? The whole this is because we're talking about this in the Isaac. If you learn that Sherry is only a Zeta that I've gone on, but if you learn that Sherry is also the Isaac, so what? It wasn't a Sherry, it was Yahtzee Lennox.
I mean, why don't you just say Reb Shimon Gamliel not taking a stand at all on Hefsheh? He's telling you a heter that you're permitted to do a melacha.
That's the way this.
Are you day shino?
Tanya seems to bring the raya from.
Yeah. So what do you see from Rashi there? What? How can you tell? How can you tell? And if Sheva Zel Bishula means the Gzera de Rabbanon, doesn't mean an Isa Deraisa. How do you know that?
never find that Russian by Mayim. According if you learn this way, if Sheikh Zel Mishulai, you don't find that by Mayim, you only find that by Sheikh. Because it has a purpose, even if it's not the outside that is.
Yeah, you're trying to say if Sheikh Zel Mishulai by Shemin means an Issa Deraisa.
That's
the Ramah quotes the Rishonim say like that. That's not Baal Tanya's word. That says in Shulchan Aruch. That says in Shulchan Aruch that Amir Le Akam is Mutar for Tzorchi Hatinoik. Where does that come from? Because the Gemara says on Kuf Chav Tez that Tzorchi Katan Tzorchi Chayil Hashem V'Sakon is Mutar Ide Amir Le Akam. So the Ramah says, the Ramah quotes the Rabbi Yerucham and someone, that Kol Tzorchi Hatinoik have the status of Chayil Hashem V'Sakon. Where does it say that? So he says, that's what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said. Where do you see in Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? So he says, because you're doing a malacha, ayidei shinoi. So that's allowed only, that's normally only allowed for Chayil Hashem V'Sakon. So you see that Tzorchi Hatinoik have the status of Chayil Hashem V'Sakon. Now what exactly is mutter? The Mokum Chayil Hashem V'Sakon. So that's a machlokes. The Magen Avraham and the Baal HaTanya, what did the Ramban say? Shulchan Aruch said, we pass like the Ramban, Halacha G'day HaShlish, what did the Ramban say? So the Magen Avraham understood that to mean that you're permitted to violate the Shuz B'makom Chayla. And he said, the Rabbanon, Ayidei Shinoi. And the Baal HaTanya says, it's not true. If you look in the original Ramban, it says, Beferish, you're permitted to do a Malacha Deraisa, Ayidei Shinoi. So if you put two and two together, that's what the Rabbeinu Yeruchim is, the Ramah quotes the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and learns that that's what the Gemara is saying. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is saying that Tzorchi Hatinoik have the status of Chayil Hashem V'Sakona, and you're permitted to violate an Issa Deraisa or Deshina. So there he learns Rabbi Shimon Gamliel saying that even by Yatzal Letus Mamish, you're allowed to do it, Ayi Deshina. Or he learns that Rabbi Sheru Zeb Yishula means that within Rabbi Shimon Gamliel it's an Issa Deraisa. And if you do that, Ayi Deshina, that becomes Mutta. Even to do a Melacha Deraisa or Deshina is Mutta. We mentioned the Gemara in Ksubas on the Afstamach. If a person has some kind of a condition, he's a sick, he's a chayil hashem v'sakana, so we permit him to do the malocha of drinking the milk directly from the udder of the animal. Goneach, if he's sick, a chayil, what kind of a chayil is he? If he's a chayil hashem v'sakana, so he can even drink if need be, he can even milk the cow normally, what does he have to do? Only ayidei shina. So the Pashib Shatni Gemara seems that he's not a Chayla Mesukan. So the Ramban suggests Pshat and Mohammed, Ramban learns Pshat, Goneach means a Chayla Mesukan, but it's not Takonis Hayom. It doesn't have to be done today, it can be done next week also, it can be done in the middle of the week. But if he wants to take care of it on Shabbos, then he has to lower it down to the level of the Rabbanon. You're not permitted to be Mechal Shabbos in a Melacha Deraisa if it's not a Takonis Hayom. If it's a Sakon in the next month or two, then you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos Deraisa today. You have to wait till Chol, or to do Chilul Shabbos, that's only the Rabbanon. And other Rishonim learn Pshat not like the Ramban. Other Rishonim learn, no, that the Goneach, Yani Chol B'Shabbos means he's the Ramban learns, and the Torah Sodom. Goneach means he's a Chol B'Shem B'Sakona. Ramban and Torah Sodom quotes these other Rishonim. Goneach means he's a Chol B'Shem B'Sakona. So why do we permit him to drink the milk Alach Hayad? Even though milking a cow is a Melacha Deraisa, still it's muta if you do it kalah hayad a malacha deraisa ayde shinoi is muta on behalf of a chayil hashem v'sakana. So the Ramban quotes this in the Torah Sodom. He quotes this Gemara in Ksuvah Tav Samach goneach yonin chol b'shabbos to indicate that a malacha deraisa is muta ayde shinoi. So the Mishnah Brura apparently also didn't have a Torah Sodom. So the Mishnah Brura in the Sharat Zion raises this kasha. Mishnah Brura quotes la halacha the Magen Avraham. He doesn't quote the Baal HaTanya. He says you only allow a makom chol hashem sakana a malacha deraisa yedeshina. You don't allow a malacha derabbanon. You only allow a malacha derabbanon yedeshina shvuz deshuz. You don't permit malacha deraisa yedeshina on behalf of a chol hashem sakana. So yes, wait a minute. What do you do with the gemara ksubas afsamach manal ganef yani chol b'shabbos? Isn't a malacha deraisa yedeshina? He says yeah, but this is such a big shin. This is a shinui square. You should drink the milk directly from the udder of the cow. That's such a mishunadik and mishuna square. So that, even a malacha deraisa with a shinui gomor, that's muta b'makom chol hashem v'sakana. But if you just do a slight shinui, that would not be matter you to do a malacha deraisa. There's only a malacha derabbanon. That's a fantastic suggestion, but that's not the statement in the Ramban. Ramban talks about it, and he just says, when this Gemara Daf Samach is a Raya, that Chor L'Shem is Takana, you're permitted to do a Melacha, Ayi Dei Shina.
But now, Gemara, is that share is
why is it mutter in a
cliche?
Why is it mutter in a...
Hefshera, I'm making it partial in a cliche. Why is it mutter? If it's a derabonon, maybe it'll be mepasha. In a cliche, we don't make it seder.
In a cliche?
The Gemara says later that the cliche was mutter to make pasha.
Yeah.
If Hefshera is there, it's shula. The Gemara brings a light that Hefshera is there, it's shula. So you see it's only derabonon, because it's mutter in a cliche. And then the Rai said, Hefshera, it becomes pasha in a cliche.
Hefshera Zer B'Shula means you're not allowed to, in the story of Rebbe, yeah? They says you're not allowed to leave the bottle of oil in the
Nambati,
that it should become poshrim, because that's awesome in the Rabbanon Exer. Hefshera Zer B'Shula.
So, and the Gemara calls that Hefshera Zer B'Shula.
Yeah.
So you see something in the Rabbanon, and I
understand. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe the same Lashon appears for an Issa the Rabbanon, Issa the Rice. I don't know. Maybe Shemeng Malil also only means the Rabbanon, but once he says the Kula, Ayde Shinui, so it's understood that not only is a Shinui Matar on an Issa the Rabbanon, Shinui is Matar on an Issa the Raisa also. Because whenever you do a Shinui, whenever you do anything Ayde Shinui, it lowers it down to the level of Exer. I don't know. It's a Kasha on the Ramah, but the Ramah quotes this Laloch. He says, Faniz Gemari, you see that. Faniz Gemari, you see that Tzachi Atina ka consider Lakhel Hashem Sakona. Therefore, Amir Liakim is Mutta. Amir Liakim is Mutta, that's a Gemara later. For Chodeshem is Sakona. This Gemara, not talking about Amir Liakim. So he says, to do Agde Shinui is the same as Amir Liakim. It doesn't mean to do a Nisa de Rabbanon Agde Shinui. Pasha Pshati means a Nisa de Raisa Agde Shinui. Ikibinai Kalahayat. I don't know. The Magen Avraham read the Mechaber together. Mechaber says to do Agdei Shinui is mutter. So he said, he just said before, to do what the Rabbanon is also, but to do what the Rabbanon Agdei Shinui, that would be mutter. But to do what the Raisa Agdei Shinui would be also. And the Baal HaTanya says, not true. He says, you look in the original Ramban, it doesn't say like that. So once you say like that in the, based on the Ramban, so the same thing in this Gemara, that the Tzorchi HaTinoi, Tzorchi Lebno HaKotan, Tzorchi HaTinoi can have the status of Chodesh Hashem HaKona. So not only would it be permissible to do a shvuz de shvuz, a melacha de rabbanon al yedei shini, even to do a melacha de raisa al yedei shini, would also be mutter. Let's see. Am Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, Echad Shemen.
We want to say that Rashi goes back and says like the Rashi and then the Echad Shemen is a mishul, they're able to talk
about it. Right. When you get to the story of Rebbe.
So then we have to say that it's specifically by that, then.
Could be. Possibility. Possibility. Rashi later says on the three Shmamina, Shmamina class from the story of Rebbe, Shmamina of Sheru, Zel Bishul, Ev Sheba Makam Haroi Lebishul, Zel Bishulai. Why is it only the Makam Haroi Lebishul? And if it's Makam Shein Haroi Lebishul, if it's Anisa Deraisa, so you see Rashi is saying the same as the Rashba. Ev Sheba Makam Haroi Lebishul, Zel Bishulai, Midarabbanan it's also, that you may leave it too long. That's clear from the Rashi later. That it means Hefsher is Abishulah, because they're the Rabbanah.
Yeah, there's still enough names around the Rashi's son together, just because you might come to the rest of them. Like the other, you're trying to say it's like a real din, like when you're telling me, it's like this itself is us, it's like a special there. It's not just Shem Yavah. You might come to the Yahshua.
Why, he left it there. He left a bottle of water Hashem in a location where it could become, if he leaves it there long enough, it'll become Yatzalev. But he doesn't plan to leave it there so long. He plans to take it away, Toch Hazman. So originally it sounded like that. Originally Rashi said on the first Tosefta that that's permissible. But then once you get 30 lines later, so Rashi also says, Shmamin that's not allowed.
You might come to the Yatzalev, but the other. as he might come to do it as well. So that's what they said to us.
So it's only there, the Rabbani. You're not allowed to leave the water of the Shemin in a location where if you leave it long enough, it'll become Yatzaledes. They're not even allowed to leave it for shorter than that period of time, planning to guard it and to watch it, because we're afraid that you may forget. You may absentmindedly forget and leave it until the point of Yatzaledes. That's the same as Rashi. That's what Rashi said also, the same thing. The whole Rashba is saying the same as Rashi.
If that share is every shoe, they learn Shmangin or Tras, that Loi, the Russian, the Jews of the Rift is like that. Shmangin or a share of Loi is every shoe. The Ram says, please, there will be shoe, I think it can change the Rift. But I want to ask before the Ram changes the Jews, the Rift changes the Jews.
If share of
Tras, if share of Loi is every shoe, I'm sure it's going to be
where did they change the girsa? Wait, where did they change the girsa?
The Rift changed the girsa on Shrami Notfas.
By Rebbe, by the story of Rebbe. Instead of saying Yosher Zel Bishula, he has the girsa of Shero. Lo Zel Bishula. How do you see?
Maybe those
that learned to say they rise attack Okay. Because if Hesher Zel Bishula means the that if you leave it there longer, it'll become Yatzalet. If you're not allowed to leave it shorter, but if you put it in a Klisheni, nothing is going to happen. Ain't Bishul be Klisheni. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? So you say, that Girsa was working on the Summon of Hesher Zel Bishula, it constitutes, and he said, the rise. And if that were an Issa Deraisa, if Sher Zel Bishuloi, then it should be even also to do the Bishul in a Klisheni. That's like Kali Abishul then. The Shemin is Kali Abishul. So you say, according to that Girsa of the Rif, you see that he holds that at least at one point of Sher Zel Bishuloi constitutes an Issa Deraisa. Okay. Okay. Nahama, what does the Gemara say back to Amr Abiyud Amr Shmuel? Echad Shemiz, Echad Maim, the din is the same Yatzaledes bar, so any Yatzaledes by Muta. Okay.
Isn't there a Mishnah that Shemin and Maim, Kali Abishul don't apply to?
Shemin, it says there's no. Mayim, the Gemara says later, there's no Bishul Biklisheni by Mayim. Right? Shemin is also a Gemara. I don't know. Even though there's a din of yesh bishul b'kalei habishul afilu b'klisheni, but to pour cold water into a cup of burning hot tea, that's permissible. That's a mem beis amen aleph. That's permissible. That we don't consider water kalei habishul. I don't know why. That's what it says. You don't consider water kalei habishul. Shemin, I don't know. Nachma. So what does Rabbi Yudah quote in the name of Shmuel? Echad Shemin v'Echad Mayim Yatzaled is Bois. Ein Yatzaled is Bois Mutzah. Okay, that's the definition of Bishul. Amachamim Mesamayim till it becomes Yatzaled. Hechidam Yatzaled is what? That's what we're all trying to figure out. How much is Yatzaled? 114 degrees, 120 degrees, 140 degrees, 165, 185, 175. Okay. And what is Hechidam Yatzaled is Bois? The Rashi says because it's very hard to figure out. Hechidam Yatzaled is. Rashi writes, "Hechidami silud yesh esolim mersichem uetes v'yesh ena solid." Some people, it all depends what you're used to. Some people will jump away when it's slightly hot, and other people will only jump away when it's very hot. Hechidami atzaledes, but how do you know to determine how much it is? Amar chove, what it really means is the found kol shekreisa shaltinek nichves. Also, we don't know exactly how much that is. So that's why there's such a wide variety of opinions. How much is atzaledes? Rashi says at the time that it was still mutter to be mezia, or maybe it was mezia b'chamitveria. Okay, so it was one of the stages in the development of the yisur that it was mutter to be nichnas into beis hamerchatz. Bikashal nechlo pach shel shemen biambati to put it a bottle of oil in the ambati. The omali told the klisheni v'teini. He told me you're not allowed to put it in the ambati because there's bishul b'shemen. There's an issa bishul b'shemen. Gemara says shmamin atlas. You see three dinim. Shmamin Hashem yesh mumishon bishul. There is a din of bishul on shemen. Shmamin klisheni eina mevashal. That's why it's mutter. Shmamin these are the two girsas. You say either have shero Zehu Bishulai. What if you have the girsa the way we have sheres of Bishulai? So how do you see that? Why did Rebbe tell him to put it in the cliche? He should have said, put it into the ambati, but don't leave it there so long. Take it out before it becomes yatoled. It says, I'm going to have sheres of Bishulai. You're not allowed to leave mashke, you're not allowed to leave anything in a location that it should just warm up a little bit, and that'll be het gomor. If it's a concern that it may stay there longer, he may forget in the middle, and he may leave it there longer, in which case it'll become a vushal. So that's Hafsher Ezel Bishulam, you're not allowed to do that. That's the way we have the Girsa in the Gemara. Shmamina Hafsher Ezel Bishulam. And if you say the Rif has the Girsa, Farkel Shmamina Hafshero, Lo Zel Bishulam, so the Hachachi, you say the Ran says the Hachachi is, from the fact that it's Mutabik Lisheni. If you all have Hafsher Ezel Bishulam, what you're saying is that Shemin is from the Kale HaBishul, and therefore it should be Yesh Bishul HaFilu B'Klisheni. So from the fact that Rebbe told him, Tul B'Klisheni V'Tein, you see that he holds that there's no Bishul on Shemin B'Klisheni. So you see that a share of Shemin is not Zel Bishul. Okay.
If you hold that share of Zel Bishul, why do you need Makam Haroya Bishul if you hold it so very nice?
Yeah, probably don't need Makam Haroya Bishul.
Rashi learned Shemin, a share of Makam Haroya Bishul.
Right. Rashi's learning this, the Rabbanan, that he was talking.
Rashi also learns the Rabbanan.
Yeah, yeah. That's, I thought, this Rashi, Shemin, a share of Makam Haroya Bishul, is saying against the whole original Rashi that the Rashbo was angry at, and he said, Yerushalmi says against Rashi, Hakim Pasuk like Rashi. That was Rashi was just interpreting the original Tosefta. Once you get to the end of the Gemara itself backs out according to Rashi. Hefsher Ezel Bishuloi. The Gemara backs out that you're not permitted midirabbanan. You're not allowed to leave it in a location where it may become Yatzaletis. Shmamina Hefsher Ezel Bishuloi means it's also midirabbanan. Shoi. So now the Gemara, Frek Takasha. This story is that it's not too well understood. Rav Yitzchak Bar Avimi was a student of Rav Yudah Nasi, and then they walk into the Beis HaMerchot on Shabbos, at a time that it was still Mutar, it was Chami Tveria, fine. There wasn't a period of time that the Sanhedrin was in Tveria. Maybe it's Mamish in Tveria, with the original Chami Tveria in person. So what was going on there in the Beis HaMerchot in Tveria? That all the Nachrim standing around undressed and everyone's bathing and everyone's mezia. And then the Talmud wanted to be Mishamish Rebbe by warming up the oil. So he says, the halacha is that klisheni is not mavashal, put in a klisheni. So the Gemara frek takasha, but everybody's standing there all undressed. How is he allowed to tell him a hoshtikal Torah in the Beis HaMerchot? Hechi yavid hachi, how is Rebbe permitted to talk and learning in the Beis HaMerchot? So I'm Rabbi Babachon, I'm Rabbi Yechanan. And not even allowed to be Mahar b'divrei Torah in the Beis HaMerchot. Here they're mamish in the Merchot, halach the achol of the Beis HaMerchot, and all of the people are undressed, and he's talking and learning. Maybe you'll say, Beloshen cholam alo, art's grown. You say, the only divrei Torah, only yotzei divrei Torah in Hebrew. If you speak in translation, you speak balaz, you're not yotzei divrei Torah. There's such a strange gemara in such a strange ravid, and the second parak in Brachas is a machloikus satanoim. Are you yotzi kriya shema only in the original Hebrew, the way it appears in Chumash, or can you be yotzi kriya shema b'choloshen shatu shamel in all translations also? So the gemara has a discussion there. The gemara says, how come the Tana who says you yotzi in translation needs a pasuk to say you yotzi in translation? Tana says you're only yotzi in Hebrew. Also needs a pasuk to say. So Maria says, there's something fishy over here. What's the svara hachitzoina? What would you have said if there weren't any pasuk in one direction or the other? What's the pashtus? That's called the svara hachitzoina. The Achrayim coined the term svara hachitzoina. What would you have said if not for the pasuk? So it's very strange. Both of the Tanoim, who expressed their opinion in the Mishnah there, Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Yosi, who argue whether Yoytei b'choloshen and the Meris El Belshoina, each one has a pasuk to say to support his opinion. So the one who says that Yotzei in translation needs a pasuk to say, if not for the pasuk, he would have said Kol HaTarkula B'Lashon HaKodesh Nemar. The one who says you're only Yotzei in Hebrew needs a pasuk to indicate only Hebrew. Shmamina he holds in Kol HaTarkula, Kol HaTarkula B'Chol Lashon Nemar. So the Gemara says very strange. Each one holds the opposite from the other regarding the Svar Chitzoina. So what is that machlokes? Whether Kol HaTarkula B'Chol Lashon Nemar or B'Lashon HaKodesh Nemar? So Tosfos learns Pshat in the Gemara. Kol HaTarkula, whenever there's a mitzvah kriyas HaTorah deraisa. Whenever there's a mitzvah kriyas HaTorah deraisa, can you be yotze kriyas haTorah in translation, or does it have to be in the original Hebrew? So then they says kriyas haTorah deraisa. Where do you ever have a kriyas haTorah deraisa? It doesn't exist. Where's the kol haTor kula b'loshen haKodesh namuchal? Where's kriyas haTorah deraisa? So that's what Tosfos comes up at the Ein file. That maybe Parshas Zochar is deraisa, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes that there's a possibility Yeshem that even Parshas Parah is deraisa. That there's a parsha deraisa. So there, in the Sefer Shit Mukubetzes, they quote the Pirush Arayvit on that Gemara, that the Arayvit says no, Kol Atar Kula B'Chalosh and Emra is not a machlokes in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah. It's a machlokes in the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Li'olam Ein Malach, that there's never any Kriyas HaTorah deraisa. But the Gemara has a machlokes in the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Is one a fulfillment of the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah only if he says it over in Hebrew? Or are you yet in the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah even if he's saying translation? Wow, so it comes out that none of us are yet in the Talmud Torah. Half of the Jews speak learning in Yiddish, and one third speaks Ladino, and the other speak English, and the other speak Yiddish. No one speaks in Lashon HaKodesh, only in Eretz Yisrael. Only in Eretz Yisrael, you're yet in Talmud Torah. Huh? The Gemara itself. Yeah, the Gemara. So the Amoraim are not yet, because they're talking in Aramaic. No one's yet in the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. How can it be? So the Pashtus, you have to say in the Ravid, Mistam, you have to say in the Ravid, the way the Ravid learned the Gemara, Kala Tarakula B'cholosh Nemra, B'losh Nakodesh Nemra, goes on Torah Shebichsav. Doesn't go on Torah Shebalpeh. Torah Shebalpeh is Hegyan Libi. The Hagisa B'yom HaValoyla, Hegyan HaLev, it's a Machshava, you're Yotzi B'machshava also. If you're Yotzi B'machshava, so the Pashtus is that there is no language. So Shaila here with the Tesis. The bottom Tesis talks about Hirhur, Baloshna Kurdish, and hear in other languages. The Pashtus is the Shagasari explanation. The Pashtus is that in spoken language, when you speak, so there are different languages. But when you're thinking, what Shach to say? You're thinking in Hebrew, thinking in English. It is true that some people think in Hebrew, some people think in Yiddish, some people think in English. There are different ways of thinking. But the Pashtus is that Al Pidin, the whole Chiluk in languages, is only Nitfas and spoken or written. But in Hirur, the Pashtus says that there is no such thing as a language. Hirur is an idea. So if you yotze Torah Shabbat Peh, the Hagisa Bayom Abelah, yotze Hamahar B'divrei Torah, yotze the Mitzvah Talmud Torah, so how can you say that you're not yotze in translation? You're only yotze in Hebrew. The Pashtus is not like this. Pashtus says that languages don't apply in Hirurim, in Machshavos. So according to that Ravid that the Gemara raised an issue, there's a Machlokes. There may be a machlekes hatanan where the kolot tarakula b'choloshen nemra, the kolot tarakula b'loshen hakodesh nemra. The chare the machlekes only is if you want to be yotze Torah shebichsav. The mitzvah of lima Torah shebichsav. Are you only yotze if you say it in the original, or are you even yotze if you say it in translation? But if you're talking about the mitzvah of learning Torah shebal peh, understanding the halachas. That you're yotze b'machshava, you're yotze b'hirv. So how can you say that you're not yotze if it's not in Hebrew? So that's what the Gemara says over here. B'chitem, or that what? Maybe you're allowed to talk in learning if it's b'las, because if you talk b'las, you're not yotze in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So the Gemara says that's ridiculous. We're talking over here about Torah Shebal Peh. Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, this is not Torah Shebichsav. When you're talking about details of such details of Torah Shabbat, of course you hear it in translation. And that's why it's Mutav Amar Abaye, Zvarm Shalchom Mutav Yomar B'Losh Nakodesh. Losh Nakodesh per se, the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos and Pirkei Avos on the Mishnah, have observed in mitzvah kala kavach hamur sheina tayodea matan schon shal mitzvahs. So the Rambam says, what's an example of a mitzvah kala? So he says, to speak B'Losh Nakodesh. It's a mitzvah that the people don't even know that it exists. Taka, where did the Rambam get it from? Maybe Taka doesn't exist. Who made that into a mitzvah? Sounds like the secular Zionist made it into a mitzvah, to speak B'Losh HaKodesh. Why is that a mitzvah? No, Mestama, that's the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah says that there's a din of chinuch that's mutal on the parents. When the child is old enough to perform mitzvahs, then the father has to see to it that he's mekayim all the mitzvahs. So the Gemara says, in the end of Lulav HaGozel, on the last daf in Lulav HaGozel, when the child is old enough to speak, Aviv Malamdo Ledabe B'Losh HaKodesh, the father has to teach the child Tana Rabbanon, also Tosefta in Chagiga. Here it's in Sukkah Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. That's the last Daf in Lulav HaGoz. And it was quoting Tana Rabbanon Tosefta from Chagiga. Katna Edela Nanea Chayev De Lulav Lihisatav Chayev De Tzitzel Hishma Tfilo, etc. Then it says Yodele Daber Oviv Melamdo Torah O Kriyashma Torah Maihi Torah Tzivulana Mahashim Arashi Kilos Yankir. And Kriyashma is Posa Krishna. That's the Rambam. I think the Rambam quotes this Gemara differently from the way we have. Ovid Malam de Ladabe Beloshin HaKodesh. We don't have that in the Brisa. We have Ovid Malamdo Torah or Kriyashma. Torah means you teach him the Pasuk Torah Tzivah Lana Moshe, and Kriyashma is Kriyashma. Pasuk Rishon, the Gemara says. So the Rambam had a different gears apparently. That's a chelik of Talmud Torah, is to be able to speak Beloshin HaKodesh. In fact, there's an interesting tshuva in the Minchas Alozar. He says you're not permitted to teach Torah to a non-Jew. What about, let's say, to teach Hebrew in a university and have non-Jews attend the class? You're just going to teach him Hebrew? Is that permissible or not? So he says no. That to learn Loshna Kodesh is a chelik of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and you're not permitted to teach Talmud Torah to the Nochem. You're only allowed to teach them Sheva mitzvahs the two, to the extent that it's relevant. They don't have to know Loshna Kodesh. You're not allowed to teach them Loshna Kodesh. That's a violation of teaching the Reiter. So that's a Chiddush Bam, is what the Gemara says here. That you permitted Dvarim Shalchol Mutal Amram Beloshna Kodesh in the Beis HaKisa and the Beis HaMerchatz because it's Dvarim Shalchol. Yeah, but why don't you say, but he's speaking Loshna Kodesh? Speaking Loshna Kodesh itself is a chelik of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So that's what he says, not so. Somehow he says that that per se is not a violation. Amar Abay, Dvarim Shalchol, Mutal Amar Vloshna HaKodesh in the Beis HaMerchat. Dvarim Shal Kodesh, Asal Amar Vloshna Chol. Even if you speak Vloshna Chol, still it's a Kima Mitzvah Talmud Torah. So you're not allowed to, the din is Vaya Machanecha Kodesh. You have to have, the Pasuk says Vaya Machanecha Kodesh, you have to have Kedushas HaMokim with respect to Talmud Torah and respect to Tefillah. Rather, how do you see that in the Pasuk, Vaya Machanecha Kodesh, speaking about the soldiers? It's not talking about davening. To speak Loshna Kodesh and Mitzvah Kala. Yeah. The what? Gotta take a look in Pirkei Avos. Okay. Have to look in the Pirush HaRambam on Pirkei Avos, what he said. I think he says the Ledabu Loshna Kodesh. We'll have to check to see. But even if you say that Ledaber Beloshna Kodesh is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but still, that kind of Talmud Torah is Mutam Beis HaMerech. Okay, I don't know why. And Dvarim Shal Kodesh Osal Yomam Beloshna Chol. So that's the Nacham also. That's the Gemara's Kasha. How was Rebbe permitted to give a whole pilpul in the Beis HaMerech? It's half of the people are undressed over there. They're bathing in the Ambati. The Nacham are bathing in the Ambati, and the Jews are undressed. They're sitting in being Meziah. At the time that it was Mutala Hazir. And for the Gemara, Afrushimi Isura Shaini. Because the Talmud, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abdimi, was about to violate Chil Shabbos. So he had to tell me, you're not allowed to do that. Then the Talmud is going to ask him, well, what should I do? So he's going to say, put it in a Klisheni. So rather than have a whole tilkal back and forth, so he said right away, put it in a Klisheni. Put it in a Klisheni. Afrusha Meisura Shiny. Teda, how do you know from earlier generations that Lafrusha Meisura, one is permitted to talk and learning in Beis HaMerchat? Dom Rabbi Yonah Mashmuel, such a similar story. Maisha Talmidei Shav Meir, Shenichnas Achrav, LeBeis HaMerchat, also on Shabbos, one of the students of Rav Meir, called Rav Meir, into the Beis HaMerchat at the time that it was still permissible to go to Beis HaMerchat on Shabbos. Okay, for Zeya, whatever. Ubikish Ladiach Karka. What do we want to do? He wanted to wash the floor off, what, for shemen or with water or something. He said, you're not allowed to be midiach the karka. Rav Meir said, it's not permissible. That's the shaila. Why is not permissible hadiach? So Rashi writes, emidichon dilma osi lashvi gumis. Rashi makes it into a gzera de rabbonim. Osi ladiach es hakarka dilma osi lashvi gumis. One could learn not dilma osi lashvi gumis. I think there's a Mohammed later, but the Mohammed says, according to Rav Meir, the Kuf Chabes or something like that. Rameir is machmer in bone, and he holds that lahadiach es hakarka is already a melacha bona. Not only because Bil Masala Shvei Gomez. This itself, this per se, Laniach Karka is already a violation of bona. Then the Talmud wanted Lasnach Lo Karka. First he wanted to wash it off with water, he said not allowed to. Then he wanted to prevent Ramer from slipping, I guess. He wanted to put some oil there, or he shouldn't hurt himself on the Karka. When he wanted to Shmirai, Omla, ain't so, and you're not allowed to do that either. Also, so Rashi will probably learn again, Bil Masala Shvei Gomez, and the Ramban says no. That per se is already bona. So what do you see? How did Rav Meir talk in learning in the Beis Hamerucha? So the answer is Alma Lafrushi. Afrushi Meisura Shiny. Achanami Lafrushi Meisura Shiny. Just like Rav Meir told his student, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, even though it's in the Beis Hamerucha, because Lafrushi Meisura had no choice. He had to tell him. So the same story with Rebbe, with his student, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. He told him publicly, Sheni Betain, because Lafrushi Meisura, you're allowed. Lehar her b'divrei Torah.
No, here we assume. I would say that to prevent from doing this, that also means you're missing.
I mean, if a person thinks in learning in order to prevent them from doing an avera,
thinking of an avera,
it's also lav rishon nisim. Yeah, it's also lav rishon nisim. I think it says in Sefer Hasidim like that. A person is permitted to be maharer in the return based on merchatz if he thinks he's going to be maharer b'divar masurim. So then it's muta lahar b'divitar. That's the same as lafrush miso. Lafrush miso is shiny. Okay. Amar Avinu Shma Mino. What was the story with Rebbe in the Beis Hamerchot? So Rashi got it from his Gemara. Rashi wrote that it must have been with Chamei Tveria. So he says Shma Mino Hamavashel b'Chamei Tveria b'Shabbos Chayov. You see from this whole story, the Rebbe said, you better not put it. What was again the story? The Talmud, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, wanted to put a Pach Shel Shemen in the Ambati, and he said, you're not permitted to. So you see from this story, it was, they had already made the Gzeres Merchatzoris. So what could be, why was something still Mutter? The answer is this was Lahazia with the Chamei Tveria, and that was Mutter. So you see, you're not allowed to put the Pach Shel Shemen into the Chamei Tveria. You have to put it in the Klisheni. Well, I'm going to tell the Klisheni retain, but you're not allowed to be Mavashal the Klisheni, and if you are, then you're Chayer. Freg the Gemara, Eini V'amar Avchiz the Masha, B'Chamei Tveria B'Shavis Potter. Avchiz says that it's only the Rabbanon, it's not a Mloch Deraisa. That depends on the Machlokes that we had before, towards the bottom of Lamed Tesem and Aleph. What's the imitzius? What is the source of the heat of the Chamei Tveria? Is it told the Sa'ur because Chalfi Apischa Degenim, or is it told the Sachama? How do the natural spring waters get warm? What's the source of heat? Is it because the sun warms them up, or is it because the molten lead in the middle of the earth, middle of the globe, warms them up? So that was the Machlokes Satanaim imitzius portion. So the Gemara says that we assume Hamavashal B'Chamei Tveria is potter. How can you tell me Hamavashal B'Chamei Tveria is chayv? Everything more, my chayv namikama, makas maradis. No, he didn't mean to say Shmamino that it's an Issa deraisa. He just said Shmamino from this story that Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi told the bad Rebbe that there is an Issa. He doesn't mean chayv chatos, chayv skila. He just meant that there is an Issa Zalzain and Issa derabbanan is good enough. It's forbidden to be Mavashal B'Chamei Tveria. Maybe it means that you chayv makas maradis. But it doesn't mean chayv chas. It's fine. That's a question, Taka, we have to figure out. Chamei Tveria, what do the scientists assume today? The Chamei Tveria become this bashal through the molten lead? So is that going to be told us aish? The molten lead, is it glowing? Is it glowing metal? Because that's the machlokes satana, whether Chamei Tveria is toldos aish or toldos acham. What's the source of heating the Chamei Tveria? So that's what the Gemara says. Not necessary. You don't necessarily have to assume that Hamavashal b'Chamei Tveria is a malacha derais. It means it's a malacha derabbanan. It's awesome. That's all. Amrab zera nochazite le rababo deshot bambati. I once saw Rabba Bo floating on top of the water in an ambati, but I didn't notice iokar iloyokar. I'm not sure whether he lifted his feet up and he was floating in Gansan on top of the water, or just had his head up on top of the water and he was loyokar raglov. His feet were on the floor. What's the difference if okar if loyokar? What's the difference? Fegmar pshita de loyokar has to be that loyokar raglov. It must be that he had his feet, his 2 feet on the floor. The Tanya. There is a Mishnah in Beitza where the Mishnah records Exera de Rabbanan, Ein Shatin Apnei HaNohar. And what does it mean, Ein Shatin Apnei HaNohar? So the Gemara says there in Beitza that that's Exera de Rabbanan, Exera Shamisak and Chavishol Shayotim. So you see that Loshut really means to row a boat. It doesn't mean to swim. To swim in Hebrew is Lischos. There's a Mishnah Kiddushin. The Mishnah Kiddushin says, what are the chiyuvim, what are the obligations that a father has towards his son? So one Tana says, l'chayv l'hashita banor. L'chayv l'lamda loshet banor. The father has an obligation to teach the son loshet banor. What does it mean, loshet banor? So the Gemara says, the son may be on a shipwreck, and then he's going to drown in the middle of the ocean, so you have to teach him loshet. What do you mean, loshet? I'm going to teach him how to swim. What's it going to help? He's going to be on a shipwreck in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. Where's he going to swim to? California. So loshet means to row a boat. You're going to be on a shipwreck, and every big boat has little canoes, has little rowboats in case there's a shipwreck. So you have to teach the son. If he doesn't know how to row the boat, he won't be able to save his life. So loshet, strictly speaking in Hebrew, loshet means to row a boat. And that's what the Gemara says there in Beitza. The Gzera de Rabbanan, also loshet, of the Shabbos of the Yontif, is Gzera Shami Yisak and Chavish Shel Shayotim. The Mishnah is Lamed Vav on the base. V'loy shotin al pnei hamayim. V'loy shotin al pnei hamayim. And the Gemara says the reason for it is because there is Shami Yisak and Chavish al Shayot. So the real is a loshut ain shotin goes on rowing a boat. What's the story with swimming? So the Gemara quotes a brayso. Lo yoshetot the mebrecham alei hamayim afilo amedes bechotzer. The Gemara understands you're not allowed to go swimming either. Not allowed to go swimming either. Rashi writes, "Lo yoshet avgav deleka lemigzar." What do you mean, avgav deleka lemigzar? There is no chavishol shayotin. In the previous Rashi quotes, the Mishnah says, "Ein shotin apnei hamayim b'mishilin." Daf lamed vav lamed beis. Perik mishilin goes on a nohar gadol and a big river. Dikan migzar shem yisak and chavishol shayotin. So now the Brisa says, Leosha Tadmabrech means you're not allowed to go swimming in a swimming pool. Avakav Taleka Lemigza, even though there is no Chasha Hashem Yisak and Chavish Al Shayot. And that too is included in the Gzera. So the Gemara says, if you're going to walk into the water and leave your 2 feet on the ground, that's not a violation of Ein Shotin. But if you're going to be Okar Raglov, you're going to let go and you're going to float on top of the water. So the Brisa says the last line on the Amud says Layoshut, that too is included. To float on top of the water is included in the Gzera de Rabbanon of Ein Shotin Al Pnei Hamayim. So how could the Talmud say, Rab Zera says Anoch Hazita the Rabba Bo the Shot, but I'm not sure whether Okar or Layoka. Of course it's Layoka. If it would have been Okar, it would have been an Iser. Everything about Laykasha, Ho the Leisle Gidude, Ho the Isle Gidude. What does it mean? If you have a location where it's shayach, if you have a river where it's shayach to use a rowboat, so even if you're not using a rowboat, you're swimming, so swimming is also swimming, floating on top of the water, that's included in the Gzera de Rabbanon of Ein Shotin. Or if you have even if you don't have any rowboats there, but you have a location that's leis legidudi, it doesn't have. In a swimming pool, we always have a sudden drop. So a sudden drop is not at all daima to anohar. But if you have the leis legidudi, it doesn't have a sudden drop, so then it's dam yel anohar v'yosef. The leis legidudi, kol mokam, any kli, the leis legidudi, dam yel anohar v'yosef. So then you're not allowed to be yoker. But over here, this story was, Rabba Bo was in an ambati that is legidudi, had sharp drop on the side. So it's not at all daima to anohar. So the ikir gzeire of Ein Shotin that you're not allowed to row a boat certainly doesn't apply. It's not a location that's it's a swimming pool. It's not fit for rowing a boat. So even the extension, the Loy Plug Rabbanon, They made a light plug. Rashi says, "I'll have to lekel a migzarosa to go swimming, to go floating or swimming on top of the water is gamkein included. It's also included in the iser of ein shatin, because just like if you have a boat floating on top of the river, it's also so the body floating on top of the river is also. But if you're swimming in a swimming pool, which is not at all daima to a nahar, so then the Gemara says that that's not a problem. That doesn't pose a problem. So that's what he says." Rabbi Bo was in a location where the Hogzera de Rabbanan doesn't apply. So he says, I'm not sure whether he was Okar or Loy Okar. Even if it would have been Okar, it would have also been Mutar Al Pipash. What happened to the Yisra Rechitza B'Shabbos? No, the Yisra Rechitza is only B'Chamin. But Simon, there is no Yisra Rechitza. It's not B'Chamin. Rabbi Meir had a Chumra. Lo Yishtat Tzvadim Kol Gufa Be'im B'Chamin Be'im Tzayin Div Rabbi Meir. No, according to our mayor, that you're not allowed to take a cold shower, Mistam Huad, then I'm not allowed to take a cold bath either. Not allowed to go swimming in a swimming pool either. But Rav Meir is out of the question. We're not going to pass like Rav Meir. Either the din is like Rav Shimon because halachic is Tam Mishna, or the din is like Rav Yudah because he had a tradition like that the din halachic Rav Yudah. Okay. So, B'tzainen, just like it's Mutal Lehishtatev, so too it's Mutal Lirchot.
Tesis on Lamed Kesem Beis says even the mayor by Naharis is by that.
That what?
Mayor can make a.
That is more kal.
Yeah,
you know, mayor only is machmer on lehishtatev. But lirchot he would be mekel.
Yeah, because in Rosh Mon Hashratzim says the mayor holds Naharis or Mutter.
Mm-hmm. It's more later, yeah. I saw in the Mordechai, they showed me the Mordechai says about the Rechitza Bitzainen, that it's Osir, so the Mordechai presents it as if it's Meikar Adin. But then they write in the Mordechai that you should look this up in the Rav Yoh. They looked it up in the Rav Yoh, it doesn't say that. The Rav Yoh that he's quoting from, it doesn't say that it's Osir Meikar Adin. It says you should avoid it. You should be Machma to avoid it. Not the way he says over here. He showed me in the Mordechai, Eli showed me in the Mordechai on page 144. On the fourth line, third line and the fourth line from the top on the right hand column. Allah Yudah Dama Becham and also Betzain and Mutter, Yishori Betzain and Lishtateis, to take a shower. Avo Rechitza Lo Shari, Afila Betzain and Afila Bekarka. He writes as if it's Mikar Adin. The Rechitza Betzain is also Mikar Adin. The only thing we're Mekalan is Lishtateis Betzain. So then later on, a few lines later, he tells you to look in the Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh doesn't say like that. There's something fishy over here. That's assumed to be a minik. That's not Mikra Adin. Mikra Adin is Zichem Mutter. Yeah, Tesis over here has the famous comment that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. What's the difference between a Kli Rishon and a Kli Sheni? Mimanam Shoch. If I have, let's say, a pot of soup that was originally on the fire, now I took it off of the fire. I'll take a raw egg and put it in the pot of soup and leave it there for a long time, it'll get cooked. So that's Bishul Bikli Rishon, even though it's not Agabi Hoesh, that's Bishul Deraisa. That's Bishul Deraisa. That's the Gemara, the last line, Gilgal Mai, the Gemara, the Gilgal Chayv Chatas. That's the last line, Allah Metches Amid Beis. That Bishul Betold Es Haesh is an Issa Bishul Deraisa. So Tesis says, what if you'll have the pot of soup was taken, removed from the fire, and it was removed an hour ago? So the soup, the water is just lukewarm. It's no longer yatzal eretz. So whatever you're going to put into it is not going to become yatzal eretz. The water itself is not yatzal eretz. So there's no bishul bikli rishon either. So why do you say there's bishul bikli rishon, there's no bishul bikli sheni? Manavshach. If the water in the kli rishon already went down below yatzal eretz, so there's no bishul bikli rishon either. Must be talking that the water is above yatzal eretz. So then you say that there's no bishul b'kli sheni. What does it mean? I'm going to pour the water into kli sheni, wait an hour till it cools down. No, if I would have waited in the kli rishon, wait till it cools down, there's also no bishul. Rashi said you have to wait. The kli sheni sheets tananu miyat. You have to leave it there for a while till it cools off a little bit. So wait till it cools off. So there's no bishul in the kli rishon either. So in Manashach, why do you distinguish? I mean, you assume that usually a kli sheni is going to be cooler, lower than yatzal eretz, and usually kli rishon is going to be above yatzal eretz. So it says very shver. That says Yesh Leiman no Kli Rishon Mitech Shomer Al Ha'ur, since the Kli Rishon was originally Al Gabi Ho'esh Defanois Av Chamin, so the metal walls of the pot are still burning hot. Machzik Chum is Mamaruba, it's going to retain the heat for a longer period of time. So therefore, if you're going to be mevashal a raw egg in the klivishon, if you're going to put a raw piece of meat in the klivishon, it's not going to get cooked. You can leave it there all day long, it's not going to get cooked. The meat is bisra de tura, needs a much longer bishul process. You have to have a lot of fire. It just have the klivishon shehusam al gabeish, you won't be able to cook a piece of meat. But if you put a raw egg into a pot of burning hot soup, the raw egg will become hard-boiled egg. Okay? So if it's a klivishon which is going to be machzik chumo because the defana is hahat, so then you say yesh bishul b'klivishon, even though it's not a gabi huesh, it's a toldos esh. Avol b'klishen yaf gabi atzoleres b'muta why shein defana is v'chamin hoylochum is kara, because the defana is amikaros, because the defana is amikaros. So it means like this: I put a raw egg into the klisheni, with where the water with the soup in the bowl is the atzal lettuce bowl, and it caused the raw egg to become hard-boiled egg. It caused it to become this bashel. But still, since normally the tfanas of the klisheni are karos, and the holchus of the karos as a soup, as a maichel, so therefore that's not called derech bishel. Ain't derech bishel b'kach. And ain't derech bishel b'kach by klisheni is not only a din in hilchus Shabbos, because of Kalach HaYad, it's a din in Basa B'chola also. The Gemara has on the first daf in Perakala Basa that if you cook Basa B'chola B'nei Klisheni, it's only going to be Basa B'chola B'rabbana. It won't be Basa B'chola B'derech. So again, because ain't derech bishul b'kach. And that's why the Gemara said earlier that if you have Kul Yisur Ispin, with Dag Maliach, if it's Kali HaBishul, HaDechasin Zui Gemara Malachton. So you see Meferish in the Gemara Lama Tessam and Aleph, in the Mishnah, L'kaman Kuf Memhei, that the Halacha of ain't bishul b'klisheni, is because ain't derech bishul b'kach. But if it will be a case where it is derech bishul b'kach, then it will be bishul b'klisheni. If it's kalei bishul, there will be bishul b'klisheni. Or there's room to argue the point and say sometimes now at weddings or at the bar mitzvah, so they preheat the soup bowls. So they'll put a soup bowl on the table that was warmed up, and then they're going to take the pot with the soup that was on the fire, and then they'll pour it out. They'll ladle it out. Take a ladle from that pot and they'll pour it into the bowl. The bowl was preheated, so you won't have tefanas makaros. The dafke, they heated up the bowls in order that it shouldn't be tefanas makaros. So there's room, that's what Rav Soloveitchik pointed at. There's room to argue the point and say that in such a case, since Tosfos Hesbed doesn't apply, it could be that the bowl of the soup on the table will also have the status of a klivishon, won't have the status of a klisheni. Anyway, in Shulchan Aruch, the Rav Moshe Machmir that even if the soup on the table is a klisheni, even if it would be a klisheni, still not allowed to put in challah, not allowed to put in soup nuts, because of the Tosfos Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Tosfos had the 2 days we saw Kol Shabbat Mecham Lifnei Hashabbos. So we say going to the first day in Tosfos. Even though the dinner that is not bishul b'klish, I'm afraid I feel that klisheni ain't showing. Hold on, I'm coming Mexican mevashal. That is bishul and a klisheni. If it's an item that you're going to eat, the Mishnah says later you're permitted to put tablin, because the tablin are only a certain amount of kasagder. The Mexican mevashal, you don't eat the tal, you don't eat the tea bag, you don't eat the other spices, or you don't eat it bishnei atzmo. It blends in with the rest of the michael. Whatever blends in with the rest of the michael is not aimed bishnei atzmo. There's no bishul b'klisheni. But if you go to put in, let's say, a piece of challah into the klisheni, so that's a problem on mechzikim mevashal. It's already the bread or the challah is already baked from before. We have the rule in bishul achabishul. The only time it's also is hachazor agabi hoesh. But if I'm going to put the challah into a bowl of soup, what happened to the din of ein bishul achabishul? So that's what the Shulchan Aruch quoted. The Rav Lezer Nimitz and the Sefer Yireim was machmer. Even though there's no bishul achabishul, but there's bishul acharafiyah. But there's a fiyah ha-bishol. If it's a different form of bishol, then you say yesh bishol ha-bishol. So true, the challah was baked in the oven, and then bishol ha-bishol. If you put the challah back in the oven, there won't be a fiyah ha-fiyah. There won't be a bishol ha-bishol on chicken, whatever. But to take the challah and to put it into the burning hot bowl of hot soup, that's an issue of bishol ha-fiyah. So that there is an issue. Where did he get that from? Where do Rablezim and Mitz get that from? So that's Grada, not from Masechah Shabbos. That he got from Sochem. The end of the third parak. Where is it? The end of the second parak in Sochem. The Rishonim quotes this. The end of the second parak in Sochem. Oh, you have a Gemara of Sochem? So the Gemara has Hamachlekes Hatanayim, whether Rav Yotzin Berakhi Kamev Hamevushal, not Hamol, the end of which parak? The end of the second parak in Pesachim. The end of the second parak in Pesachim, Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, it's in Brachas Daf Lamed Ches on the base. Also, the Gemara is a Braisa, Machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yosi. Rav Meir, Rav Yosi, Halachic Rav Yosi. Whenever Rav Meir argues with someone else, he always loses. Okay. Rav Meir says you can be yotze b'rakhi kasharui if be mevushal shaloi nimoya. See Rav Meir. If you have a matzah leil Pesach, that was a gebrokte matzah. You were soaking. My teeth don't chew well anymore. I lost all of my teeth. I got false teeth. I just can't chew this hard matzah. So I soaked the matzah in water so it should become soft. So the Tanakhama Rav Meir says you can be yotze b'rakhi kasharui. Rakhi is a matzah. Kasharui is soaked in water. Well, be mevushal, even if the matzah was cooked, it's also good, provided shaloi nimoyach. If you cook the matzah so long till it fell apart, it liquefied, then you're not yotze, that's not called achila. And Rabbi Yosi disagrees, and he says, I agree with Rabbi Meir yotze b'rakhi kasharui, but I disagree. I will be mevushal achal pi shaloi nimoyach. If the matzah was mevusheles, then he holds that you're not yotze. So how can you have a matzah mevusheles? If you say ein bishol achal bishol, so the matzah was already afuya, so when you did the bishul on the matzah, doesn't count. So the answer is, Rabbi Elazar ben Mitzvah says, you see from this price, and the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi. Ramei Rabbi Yosi, halacha Rabbi Yosi. So we pass, can you yotzim b'raka kashoru, if you soak the matzah in water is good, but if you cooked it, even though it's loini moyach, even though you're not drinking it later, you're eating it, you still have to eat it, you're still not yotzim. Avaloi b'mevushal, we pass like Rabbi Yosi, you're not yotzim, b'mevushal af bishul loini moyach. Why? Because we assume yesh bishul achar afiyah, and therefore what? So yesh bishul achar afiyah, so what? Then hilchas shabbos yesh bishul achar afiyah violated bishul. What's over here in hilchas matzah? The answer is a matzah mevusheles is called matzah ashira. A matzah has to be afuyah. If the matzah is mevusheles, then it's called a matzah ashira. So that's what the Gemara says in Brachas. The reason why it's no good is be'inan ta matzah veleko. If it's a matzah mevusheles, then it's a lack of lechemoini. Then it's called matzah ashira and it's no good. How can you call it a matzah mevusheles if ain bishol achar afiyah? The answer is, it's finis gemari si, that yesh bishol achar afiyah. Shaila is that such a hechret? That's what the other Rishonim are not so convinced. That's such a hechret. That's the whole mocker, that yesh bishol achar afiyah. Maybe the yalim in the din is ain bishol achar afiyah, but there are other ways to make a matzah ashira. Let's say I bake the matzah, but I put in a lot of oil, put in a lot of shem, and I put in a lot of meiperis. So it's also called matzah ashira. So maybe if it took a matzah that was hard, that was baked, a real shmura matzah, and then you cook it till it becomes very soft, afal pi shelo nimoyach, even though it doesn't liquefy that you drink it, no, it's still a davar gush. You have to eat it, you have to chew it. But maybe because it started off as being so hard, there is no halacha that says matzah has to be hard. If you have a soft matzah, it's also good. But if this matzah originally was hard, and then you cooked it till it became soft, so maybe that's called a matzah ashir. Who says that al pi halacha it's called a bishul, that yesh bishul lachar afir? Maybe the olam ain malach, there ain't bishul lachar afir. But over here, it's still called a matzah ashir. So that's what they argue with the Rebbe Elazar ben Mitzvah. They're not so convinced of his raya, but that's the mocker of Rebbe Elazar ben Mitzvah. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is machmer, not to put the challah into the bowl of soup, even if you should assume the bowl of soup is a cliché, even if it is a cliché, even if the bowls were not preheated. So for sure it's a cliché, but still, the Ramah was choshish for the Ramah's machmer like the first opinion in the Riyal Amitess Amin Aleph that there's bishul in a cliché, mid the Rabban Mechzik Mimbashal on a dove gush. And mayim is not a problem. But if you have a dove gush, and it's not a tablin, it's a dove gush that people eat, not that it's just lematik is like there. So then we're machmed that yesh bishul afilu b'klisheni midi rabban. Nothing can be lost. Okay. Maybe we'll stop here.